I came today.
Miss any of our best interviews or show segments? They're all available via the podcast. Go to TeamMyrtleBeach.com, click on the Schedule tab, and select The Drive with Aaron Marks. You can learn a little bit about our staff and download all of our best segments to listen to at a later time.
Welcome back. Good Wednesday morning to you. Sports Radio 100.3 The Team, TeamMyrtleBeach.com. A couple of things real quick. Number one, I don't know what Hoopla is. Hoopfest is the basketball tournament. I'm really tired this morning, so sorry, guys. But it's a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, and it's February 27th and 28th, and the details are at MyrtleBeachSportsCenter.com. I got all that right, Pat.
I didn't even pick up on that.
I got like, I was saying it, and I was like, that doesn't sound right as it was coming out of my mouth. And then the ad played during the break, and I was like, that's why it didn't sound right.
Hoopla, that's close. It's close. It's Hoopla. Not exactly what it's called, but Hoopla it's close.
Be, I mean, that'd be a cool name for a tournament, right?
Yeah.
Hoopfest, Hoopla.
Maybe even like a, what is it, when the Midnight Madness, when they do that, that could be called a Hoopla.
I think that's where I got it from. I think Coastal calls that Hoopla, the Hoopla event, at when they do that. So, okay, now I know where it comes from. Also, I love Steve, man. I love his calls, but I can't find Cam Newton saying that white people can't dab.
I didn't see that either.
And I'm getting texts asking where that came from. So my man, that's not true. I don't know who told you that, but we're not seeing where he said that. In fact, he was asked yesterday about, you know, African American quarterback, black and white, and he sidestepped the question. He was like, guys, I'm not going to talk about that today. And he talked about what it is he wants to become, and that's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. So that was the one thing. I watched his press conference yesterday at San Jose State, and that was the one thing that he even said about the whole, you know, black versus white stuff that everybody was up in arms about a week ago. All right, let's get into National Signing Day news. Let's really dial in on the latest going on and what it is we're waiting to hear and what the top storylines are. This guy covers this stuff 365 days a year. He's always on top of recruiting, and today is a huge day for him. They'll be all over it on Sports Talk tonight, which you can hear from 6 until 8 p.m., and he joins me right now, Phil Kornblut, host of Sports Talk. Phil, good morning. I know that you're not typically an early morning guy, but what time did your day start today?
Well, I went to Georgia last night to cover the South Carolina Georgia basketball game, and so I came back home and did some work. Got to bed about 3, got up at 6:30.
Yeah, I was
so
going to say, did you bother going to sleep?
I thought about just doing the round the clock thing, but you know, a couple of hours better than none. And I got everything set up and ready to go, so we're rocking and rolling. I mean, it's been a busy morning already. You just kind of put your head down here till about 11:30. As these LOIs come in, and we've got them coming in for South Carolina, Clemson. Coastal's had several announcements already, other schools around the state, too. South Carolina picked up a fresh commitment who's now a signee this morning in Corey Banks, one they were hoping to get, a receiver out of Atlanta. Clemson got a nice safety pickup last night to give them some momentum going into the day, and both have several players that they are waiting on to make announcements here over the next couple of hours.
Yeah, we'll talk about a couple of those individuals, but tell me more about Corey Banks, because I was telling our listeners that was one we were monitoring, and we did confirm that he signed with the Gamecocks. He was being recruited by Alabama, so he's I don't know a lot about him, but that says something, right?
Yeah, 6'1", 170, very good speed, 61 catches, 1,000 yards, 13 touchdowns, and South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, excuse me, Alabama, those were some of his offers. And so to me, that tells me he's, in the eyes of the coaches, in the eyes who actually, people who know talent, all right, that's what I go by. You get offers from big-time SEC, ACC schools, Big Ten, Big 12, then it tells me the guys that make millions of dollars to evaluate you think you can play. Doesn't mean that you'll go there and be a star, contributor, or maybe you'll be an All-American, who knows, but it tells me they think you can play. So, you know, South Carolina devoid of playmakers on the offense, and they're looking for some guys who can come in and catch the ball, tote the ball, and do more than fall down after 3 yards.
Absolutely. Phil Kornblut, host of Sports Talk, joining me talking National Signing Day. And Phil, you make a great point there. I'm right there with you. I look at who's recruiting the guy, as opposed, we can talk about stars, we can talk about rankings and all that, but when you're being recruited by the best and you end up selecting, you know, teams like the Gamecocks, and now Clemson has to be considered one of the best, and they're starting to lure away some of the best players, that's always usually a pretty strong indication. So who else in this Gamecock class, who are you most interested in waiting to see the decision made later today?
waiting to see the decision being made later today. Who else is still on their board?
Like, who could be an impact player immediately? Well, who's a guy that's really intriguing to you that hasn't necessarily committed to the Gamecocks, but it's a possibility?
Well, let's just tell you who they're waiting on. Sorry, excuse me. Aaron Thompson, I think they're going to get. He's a defensive end from Fort Lauderdale, originally committed to Maryland, and he is going to announce at 11 o'clock. Randrigus Davis, another receiver from the Atlanta area, originally committed to Georgia. It's been South Carolina and Miami on him. Early in the week, it was strong South Carolina. Miami's tried to make a run at him here of late. We'll have to wait and see what he does. And let's see, his announcement is going to be at 10 o'clock. Oh, and then at 9:30, next up on the Gamecock agenda is a big defensive lineman from New Orleans. Now, if they snatch this guy, if they get Stephon Taylor from LSU, Texas, and Florida State, that's the competition, and he visited this past weekend, if they get him, then that will tell you something about the power of Will Muschamp and Travaris Robinson and that crowd when it comes to recruiting. That's the kind of player, based on those offers, that's the kind of player that opens up some eyes to people when they see that kind of guy, especially taking him right out of New Orleans, if you're able to do that. And let's see here. There is, the other big one that they are waiting on is Karamo Diabate from Philadelphia. And just saw a report. He's going to do something at 6 o'clock tonight. It looks like it's the Gamecocks and Temple. And you might say, Temple? But, you know, if you follow college football, you know that Matt Rhule has turned that thing around at Temple and made them viable both on the field and in recruiting up in that area. And, you know, he's trying to keep a Philadelphia guy home. South Carolina has gone up there with Lance Thompson, who so they recruited him when they were at Auburn, so they had a prior relationship. And Lance Thompson picked it back up strongly when he came to South Carolina, and he came down for a visit. This guy had Michigan State. He had Penn State. He was originally committed to Penn State. He had Ohio State, Temple. And so, again, this is a guy that is South Carolina. Don't chuckle because they beat Temple for him, because there were many other big-time programs involved with him. But he is kind of a homebody, apparently, and the Temple thing weighs big there. So those are the ones that they are actively waiting on. One possibility for them, but I don't know if it's going to happen, is Yafari Works, athlete from Newberry. They've been in touch with him, told him to kind of be on standby, possible offer. Hasn't happened yet. If not, he'll sign with either Georgia Southern or Appalachian State at 10 o'clock. His coach, Phil Strickland, who I love to death, he's an old school guy. He's like, you know, 10 o'clock comes and he's signing with somebody. I'm not taking this a minute longer. So that's kind of where the Gamecocks are. There's a couple of other guys. I mean, Michael McDaniel, a defensive end from Loganville, Georgia, could be a sign-in-place type of deal with him. There's Malcolm Roach from out in Baton Rouge, who they had in for a visit, but he's been committed to Texas, and I expect him to stick with that. So that's kind of what they're looking at here down the stretch.
Phil Kornblut, co-host of Sports Talk, airs 6 till 8 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. They'll be all over the National Signing Day news later on today, recapping everything at that point. Let's take a look at Clemson, and obviously the big news of the day that we're waiting on is going to happen at 1:10 p.m. on ESPN2. Rashawn Gary actually visited Clemson this past weekend. What do you think are the chances that Clemson comes in and steals him away from Michigan?
Well, you know, I'm just going to tell you personally, Clemson does such a good job, and I mean, they do amazing things with their recruiting. You know, people shake their heads how they do this, but all you got to do is go up there and spend a weekend and you see, and plus you look at the fact they're coming off a national championship. They can sell him on an open defensive end position. You can come in and start at this defensive end position opposite Austin Bryant from day one, if you're good enough, which they think he is. He can play with, if he joins them with Dexter Lawrence coming in, Shaq Smith coming in, the returning guys they have on that defensive front, like Scott Pagano and Christian Wilkins and Watkins and that crowd, they could arguably have the best defensive line in the country. So these are things they can sell him. Plus, his uncle lives in Anderson. It was a beautiful weekend weather-wise. All the things that Clemson has to offer and sell are things that are very big for him. Now, he does have friends and connections at Michigan. Michigan has a strong pull in New Jersey in that area. So history tells me most of the time Clemson wins these sort of things when it comes down. So I'm picking Clemson for him. I don't know anything. I'm just going on my gut hunch here that it's going to be Clemson.
Well, I think the fact that he chose to make that visit this past weekend, and you know, I mentioned here on the show earlier, whether you love or dislike Dabo Swinney, you can't argue his sellability. He's a true salesman, and he knows how to get these kids in.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And again, you know, you go and you see the new facilities, you see what they're building, you see they just came off a national championship run, you see a chance to go back to the national championship next season with Deshaun Watson and everybody else. I mean, Clemson's going to be certainly a preseason favorite to be in the Final Four, if not deeper. Lot of reasons to make that choice if you're Rashawn Gary. The only reason he doesn't make it is just the pull to Michigan by his friends, his former teammates, and a former coach who's at Michigan is just too strong. And he just, you know, that's where his comfort level was greater, I would guess. But, you know, he went to Michigan. It was a snowstorm up there. He went up there unofficially before coming to Clemson the next weekend. Got stuck in a snowstorm. Now, he's from Jersey. Maybe he loves snow. Comes down here, and, you know, we had really nice, you know, we had decent weather that weekend.
Great. It was great.
And, you know, I think they had a pretty good time and da-da-da-da. So, and we'll see. You just never know what's going to float the boat of these guys.
Yeah, it's interesting you made that point about the weather, how that can be a factor sometimes. Just what have you done for me lately is the biggest thing on these kids' minds. Well, Phil, we'll be tracking everything you guys are reporting on the website and on Twitter as well. Keep us up to date and look forward to hearing about how it all wraps up tonight, okay?
Thank you, my friend. Good talking to you.
You too. Phil Kornblut, co-host of Sports Talk, 6 until 8 p.m. here on Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. They will be all over the coverage for you this evening and kind of wrapping everything up and talking about who makes what decision and where they're going and where these rankings ultimately fall. You know, typically going into National Signing Day, the number one class is pretty well set. We know who the number one class is going to be, and quite often you can just go ahead and pencil in Alabama. That is not the case this year. Alabama could still end up with the number one class, but they're actually a bit of a long shot. Right now, LSU has the nation's top recruiting class, but we just mentioned a player that the Gamecocks could steal away today, and they're waiting on that decision to come later on this morning. Ohio State, Florida State, Ole Miss are also among the teams that are in the race for the number one class. So it's very much to be determined going into today, where typically it's pretty solidified once you get to National Signing Day. So a lot of fun things are happening right now. For Coastal Carolina, they tweeted this out 23 minutes ago. From Tennessee to the beach, Teal Nation, please welcome at CalvinSmith05 from Morristown Hamblin West High School. According to some of the information on Twitter, he is a three-star recruit, and he is the number two safety in the state of Tennessee. And he's coming here to Coastal Carolina to be a part of the Sun Belt Conference. That's what the Sun Belt is doing for the Chanticleers, bringing in players like that. So an exciting day for Coastal as Coach Joe Moglio will address the media this afternoon, and we will have that audio for you tomorrow morning. We'll also have audio from Will Muschamp, from Dabo Swinney, and we'll have some live interviews for you as well tomorrow morning from a variety of coaches wrapping up National Signing Day. All right, let's get back into Super Bowl 50. Holy cow, so many directions I can go today. Back into Super Bowl 50, more thoughts from the Broncos, more of their commentary from the other night at opening night, and more breakdown for this game. What it is that Denver needs to have happen to go out and take down a Carolina team that's been the hottest team in the NFL all season long. We'll talk about that coming up next. But first, one last time on today's program, let's get to the information you need to know. We begin with your national sports report.